Learning to be citizens. Zhou Shihao, 17, of Shanghai Yichuan High School, was shocked by the statistics he had found. When he was looking into the use of handheld cell phones by drivers, he found that more than 30% of them reach for their phones on the road. "No use of handheld devices should be allowed while driving," said Zhou. "It's not a trifle, but a serious social issue." The teenager's concerns led to his drafting a proposal on this issue, something he did together with five other schoolmates in the mock Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC, competition in the Putuo district of Shanghai. Zhou and his schoolmates were not alone. In January, many Shanghai youngsters, even elementary school students, took part in mock CPPCC competitions held in their local districts and handed in proposals on issues ranging from cybersecurity and the future city to the protection of traditional culture. "The competition encourages us to focus on social issues and play an active role in taking responsibility for our country," said Zhang Simin, 17, of Shanghai Nanyang High School. The senior student used to think that the handling of state affairs was just for politicians. But thinking on the 3:30 problem changed her mind. Kids usually finish school at 3:30. However, most parents work until 6, making it hard for them to pick kids up. "This is a problem we've all been through," said Zhang. To help students, Zhang's school invited deputies to the National People's Congress to give students instruction. "Thanks to the deputies, we finally understand that it's not who is to blame that matters, but finding the best solution," said Zhang. The competition aims to encourage a sense of citizenship among China's post-2000s generation, said Xia Jing, a teacher from Shanghai Jinyuan Senior High School. "Through this channel, students can let their voices be heard."